Country Pop FM.
It's time for the Almanac.
I haven't heard the whistle for a while.
Well, we're doing that in honor of the referee who didn't call that penalty on the on the Winnipeg Jets last night. 8:36. Late announcement.
Right.
You tell me that we have Oak Ridge Boys tickets to give away.
Oh yeah.
For April 27th at the Medina, a week from this Friday.
Yeah, these are special to the Bob Morning Show.
Right, right. These are special issue.
Right.
One of a kind tickets. Won't get any special seating or anything out of them.
No, no.
But it's just the we're giving them away as part of Almanac Trivia because it has been a week or two, maybe three or more since we've done Almanac Trivia.
Yeah, let's fire it up.
Wednesday, April 18th, 108th day of the year, 257 left to go, 1775.
The British are coming, the British are coming.
Now the ride of Paul Revere set the nation on its ear, and the shot at Lexington.
I don't even know why I do the Almanac. I should just play Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah.
Just play their greatest hits for a few minutes every morning. It was this date that Paul Revere made his famous ride. And, you know, Paul Revere gets all the credit, but he had some help. Guys by the name of William Dawes and Samuel Prescott.
Yeah, they were
also rode.
Yeah, they were riding that night.
They rode from Boston through the towns of Massachusetts to Concord. Now, the legend is that he said the British are coming, but he actually said the regulars were coming out. He said the regulars were coming. The regulars were coming. But the British are coming has been attributed to Revere.
Sure.
It's unlikely that he ever used those words.
And I wish we knew the name of their horses, too. We give their horses, you know, like King and Silver and, you know, whoever else.
Mr. Ed.
Mr.
Ed. Probably one of them.
Yeah, we could have given them some shout-outs.
Prickly Pete.
Mm-hmm.
1906, the great San Francisco earthquake hit Northern California.
Oh, yeah.
More than 700 people died as a result of the quake. That was the big one.
That was the big one.
And they're expecting another big one. And when you live on a couple of tectonic plates and where they meet and these fault lines, it's tough.
Yep.
You're on pins and needles.
We don't have them in Albertville.
Hoping that you are prepared.
Right.
I do. They kept talking about the New Madrid Fault in Missouri, that was going to collapse and fail.
Right.
And we would feel that here in the Midwest. We never did get it.
No.
So that was 06, '06, as we like to say. 1923, Yankee Stadium opened in the Bronx on this date.
There you go.
What's the nickname?
The house that Ruth built.
Although I don't think he lifted a hammer or a trowel.
I don't
never,
think so.
Never stepped onto some scaffolding.
No.
Which, at his size, they need to reinforce that scaffolding.
He had a few hot dogs in there, though.
There were 74,000 people there for that. And at that point in time, Yankee Stadium only held 65. When they built it in 23, they didn't have the three decks that went all the way past the foul poles.
Sure.
like they did eventually. They only went down the lines a little bit. So, but they crammed 75,000. It was 490 feet to center field. Death Valley.
That's one of those. Not many went out there.
And eventually the monuments were in play.
Yes.
The flagpole, like Tiger Stadium, in play. I think the only baseball park that was deeper was the Polo Grounds. Because they pushed 500 feet at one time. So that was in 1923. John Philip Sousa. You know it's a big event when he plays the national anthem.
Right.
Very similar. That'd be the equivalent to Fergie singing the national anthem now.
Yes.
1938, we move on here to Superman making his debut. First issue of Action Comics. You had your Action Comics and your Detective Comics.
Mm-hmm.
They would merge, and then they would just take the name DC. And that's Superman. And I can see the picture of that. If you have that from 1938, it's worth a pretty penny.
Yeah, it is.
But it's him holding a car, right?
Yeah.
The S is different. His uniform, his get-up is different.
A little different.
His logo, his slogan, his emblem is a little bit different, his family emblem, which stands for hope, as we found out during one of the Man of Steel or one of the Justice League movies.
In Kryptonese.
Yes. It doesn't stand for Superman, even though it looks like an S. It's their family shield. 1942, the Doolittle Raid. James Doolittle and his squadron from the USS Hornet raided Tokyo and other Japanese cities, and this was a one-way trip for these guys. Look into the story. Who was our buddy Vern? Delano fellow who gave us this article on this. And of course, we knew about the raid, but there was a lot of interesting insight to how that took place and about the amount of fuel and what was going to happen. Some of them crashed. Some of them ended up in China. It was quite the deal. But it also served its purpose where Japan knew that we could hit them.
Right.
That was key.
We served notice.
That was in 1942 and 79.
Boring is a small logging community about 30 miles from Portland. Wherever you go in the town, the signs constantly remind you that this is definitely Boring.
It's a town called Boring. Those are the kind of scintillating stories that you would find on Real People. The TV show Real People.
Sure.
I remember it was Fred Willard. It was the lovely Sarah Purcell.
Sure.
And Skip Stevenson, who we might hear from later on.
Yes.
In the Almanac. But the TV show Real People premiered, and they were promoting, I think that's from the first show, Boring, Oregon. What a name. What a town. Where are you from? From Boring.
From Boring.
1979. I'd love to test the nightlife in Boring, Oregon. See what's going on there. 1984, this was happening.
He didn't have any oil or hairspray on his hair. His hair was sprayed with water, which probably kept the fire from spreading and causing even more injury.
Michael had to have reconstructive surgery to his scalp.
We were able to reconstruct the area by using his own scalp.
Nice.
We did not have to use skin grafts nor hair transplants.
We didn't have to call Tito and go, hey, Tito, we need some of your scalp for Michael.
Right.
Because he's worth more.
Yeah.
Jermaine, we could use a part of your scalp. He used part of his own scalp. Michael, this was the date that his hair caught on fire.
Right. It was a Pepsi commercial,
he's doing
right?
a Pepsi commercial, his scalp on fire. And a lot of people say, well, it caught on fire because he had so much product. As you heard there from spokesman Miko Brando, which I believe is the son of Marlon Brando. Look it up. I think they're related. He was some spokesman for Michael Jackson. And, he just had water. And all he did was he did a couple of twirls and he extinguished the flames because he was so quick in his dance moves.
Right.
During that filming, 1984. We're going to go to 1999 now.
Not only am I mentally ready to retire, I'm physically ready to retire. It's hard. This is a great game, but it's a hard game. And I'm ready. I don't know what else to say.
It's a hard game, but boy, did he make it look easy.
Boy, did he ever.
Wayne Gretzky, the great one, retired on this date. It was his last game. The Pittsburgh Penguins defeated the New York Rangers on this date. He set more than 60 league records during his 20-year career.
Amazing.
Played in a different era. Goaltending was different. They called it different. Defensive, they hadn't brought in the neutral zone trap. As prominently. That came in the mid-90s, but during his heyday.
It was more scoring friendly.
It was much more scoring. The butterfly, goaltending, the goals against and goals per game.
We'll never see another We'll never see another guy have 200 points in a year.
And there are a lot of hockey guys,
happen.
A lot of good hockey analysts that think if some of the stars of today, your Ovechkins and your Crosbys, if they played in that era, they could put up similar numbers.
Yeah.
We'll never know. That's just speculation at this point.
Right.
And that was 1999, 2012.
Dick Clark, the man credited with introducing rock and roll to mainstream America, has died.
The 82-year-old entertainment idol last night for an outpatient procedure, then suffered a massive heart attack.
Oh.
ABC's Lindsay Davis looks back.
We're not going to hear from Lindsay, but he was America's oldest teenager. Dick
he was
Clark.
Great. He
Dick
was
Clark.
Great.
He changed the way entertainment was seen. American
really
Bandstand,
did.
His New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Yes.
And his entertainment company. He was the one who gave us the American Music Awards, I believe. He started that.
Yeah.
Gave us the only. He did a lot of things.
And of course, Bandstand.
Lip syncing on American Bandstand. That might have been the one negative.
Right.
Lip syncing on American Bandstand. But 2012, we said goodbye to Dick Clark. We're going to move on to birthdays now.
There is a great disturbance in the force.
I have felt it.
We have a new enemy. Luke Skywalker.
Yes, my master.
If he just would have said, we have a new enemy, your son, it wouldn't have been any good.
No.
That would have blown the surprise.
The
spoiler alert. The guy who was the original emperor in Empire Strikes Back before Lucas started playing around with it and screwing with it. Clive Revel, 88 today, the actor. He was also in Seawolf, Gentleman Broncos, Robin Hood, Men in Tights. I know you love that movie.
It's very funny.
Men in Tights. When you saw that title, you were running to the theater as fast as you could go.
And I wore my tights.
Clive is 88. Thank you for not wearing them today.
Don't you find it peculiar that we both look so much alike and have the same birthday? It's just one of those things, isn't it?
No, it isn't. Taylee Mills in an awful, awful wig.
Huh.
The wig that the short-haired Haley was wearing in that movie is brutal.
Oh, I know.
How did they approve of that? But Haley Mills, 72, from The Parent Trap.
Yeah.
Everybody. She was also on the TV series Wild at Heart. She is 72. They remade that movie with Lindsay Lohan.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I do. I
Back
do
in the late
that.
90s.
Yes.
Haley Mills is 72.
Peter? Ooh, a piece of candy. 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 Ooh, a piece of candy.
James Woods
Ooh,
loves his candy.
Ooh, a piece of candy.
And the Family Guy guys knew that.
Ooh, a piece of candy.
James Woods, Ooh, he made several appearances on Family Guy. That's probably his most notorious one. As he was eating Reese's Pieces, James Woods is 71. This lady, she was born in Minneapolis.
Now, wait just a minute here. I have been called a great many things by a great many people, but I'll be damned if I'm going to take it from you, you blue-haired old dragon.
That's from Mama's Family. She was Skeeter, married to your guy, Ken Berry.
Sure.
Who was on that show, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
So a happy birthday
what
to Dorothy Lyman.
Oh, I'd have never known
who
that.
Was also on, I think, a soap opera, but best known for Mama's Family and a Minneapolis native.
Hmm.
How about that? She is celebrating number 71 today. Rick Moranis is 65. We wish him a happy birthday today.
I am Vince Clortho, Keymaster of Gozer. Vulcan Sildrawer, Lord of the Sebulia. Are you the gatekeeper?
Hey, he pulls the wagon. I make the deals.
He's not
ride?
The gatekeeper. He's the horse. There he is. He's the accountant from Ghostbusters.
Oh, yes.
He was also Bob and or Doug McKenzie.
And he was
from
in
the Great White North.
I Shrank the Kids thing.
He was
too.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Yeah. And he was Lord Dark Helmet. Spaceballs.
Oh, that's right.
Don't forget about that.
How old is he?
Rick Moranis is 65 here today. Dorothy Lyman was 71. Also, this gal, maybe the most gullible mom ever, also 71 today.
He doesn't have a fever, but he says his stomach hurts and he's seeing spots.
What's the matter, Ferris?
Papa?
Honey, feel his hands. They're cold and clammy.
Cindy Pickett, Ferris Bueller's mother.
Wasn't tough to get something by her.
Also 71, the clammy hands thing, she just never figured it out.
Right, right.
Never figured it out. So she was also on St. Elsewhere. She is 71 today. We're going to do some baseball. I need a baseball highlight.
Fly ball to right, well hit. Carter sprinting back. It's over his head and over the fence. A three-run homer for Jim Eisenreich. And the Phillies lead 5-0.
St. Cloud native, former Twin, Jim Eisenreich. Happy 61st birthday.
Good hitter.
To him. He is now a resident of Kansas City. He played some for the Royals.
Yep.
He was part of that. You forget about him. He was part of that class of 82 for the Twins.
Yes.
With your Brunanskis and your Gaietis and your Herbecks and your Laudners and your Violas. But then he had Tourette syndrome.
Right.
And he could not get it under control. He had to leave baseball. He got it under control to the point where he was able to play, and he thrived. He won, played in the World Series there that year in 93 against the Blue Jays, and he won one with the Miami Marlins. Maybe they were the Florida
hitter.
Marlins at that time.
He was a very good hitter.
He was, and he played center field. Who knows? If he wouldn't have had his issues, would the Twins have brought Kirby Puckett up?
Yeah, maybe.
Or that would have been a great outfield had they brought him up and put Kirby out in right field. Or moved Eisenreich around.
Yeah.
But Jim Eisenreich, happy birthday to him, St. Cloud guy. He is 61. If you wanted to have a nanny or a housekeeper, I would choose Daphne Moon any day.
For sure.
Hello. Caught me with my hand in the biscuit tin. I'm Daphne Moon.
Fraser Crane, please come in.
Thank
Daphne
you.
Moon, Jane Leaves, 57 today. Eric McCormick is 55. He is Will or Grace. He's one of the two.
Right.
I think he's Will on Will and Grace. 55. Conan O'Brien.
Tired of all the infidelity, Hillary Clinton will divorce President Clinton and remarry. becoming Mrs. Charlie Sheen.
I would have liked to have seen that.
Yeah.
Winning. So Conan O'Brien, late night talk show host. He got kind of a raw deal there on the whole Tonight Show thing.
Yes, he did.
As you recall, Conan O'Brien, 55. One of the Kardashians, I'm not going to say which one, but one of them's 39.
Okay.
They call him Miggy. Miguel Cabrera.
Oh, he's a pretty good hitter.
He's 35. Who's he with right now? Is he with the Yankees? Tigers?
I think he's still with the Tigers, yeah. Still with the Tigers.
He's 35. And then do you watch the sitcom Superstore?
I've seen it. It's kind of like a Walmart,
yes,
almost.
Yes, it's based
on
a Walmart.
It's actually pretty doggone funny.
It is very good. It is very good. And one of the stars.
Great. I hope you and your fiancé are very happy together. And that you don't procreate. Glenn.
She's the gal on that show that works at Superstore. Cloud 9 is the name of the store.
That was the disclaimer. Yes. I hope you don't procreate.
America Ferrera, who was also Ugly Betty, but now she's on Superstore. And Glenn, the boss on that show, is hilarious.
He is.
America Ferrera. Say that fast a few times.
It's America is her first name?
America is her first name, yeah.
Like Land of the Free?
I knew a gal named Canada.
I know a guy, last name was Canada, but all right.
She's 34.
Okay. Should we get in? Let's do Gone But Not Forgotten. And we start with defense attorney Clarence Darrow. He was born in the state 1857. You remember the Scopes Monkey Trial. He was involved in that. Also in the
American Civil Liberties Union.
Yes, that one. ALCLU, whatever it is. He was instrumental, I think, in putting that together. Clarence Darrow, 1857. Miklos Roza was an Academy Award-winning composer. You may know some of the things that he won Oscar for. He won Oscar for the scores to Ben-Hur. He also wrote the TV theme for Dragnet and the movies El Cid, The Green Berets, Jungle Book. Very talented. Miklos Roza, born on this day, 1907. Our blues singer of the day with the great name is Clarence Gatemouth Brown, was born on this day, 1924. You talked about Skip Stevenson earlier, Jim. It was on this day, 1940, that he was born.
How you guys doing? You haven't seen me in a while because I'm doing a new show called Unemployed People.
Because he was on Real People, you get it? That was. How about that? Real People debuted on his birthday.
There you go.
He was on Real People in 1979 on this date. The show debuted. It was his birthday. And that was the highlight of his career, apparently.
Right.
That was. I don't remember Skip Stevenson doing anything other than a little bit of stand-up and then Real People.
Right. Did he... what did he die of? I don't know.
I don't think it was anything nefarious.
Okay, so he just maybe natural causes. But he was born on this day, 1940. And there's another Skip. When there's two Skips, you have to mention them both. Skip Spence, he was a member of a rock group Jefferson Airplane, 1946. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
It's Almanac Trivia for a pair of Oak Ridge Boys tickets to the Medina Entertainment Center. They're going to be there on Friday. That's a week from this Friday.
Right.
If you want to put it on the calendar, it's the 27th. And the question is, talked about Real People. It debuted on this date, 1979. I played a little clip of them previewing, visiting a town, giving us a profile of a town in Oregon. What was the name of that town? I gave you the state, but give me the name of the town that was featured on Real People. 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. Name of the town, Real People, 1979. You win Oak Ridge Boys ticket. Should be pretty easy. Call us, first one with the right answer. You win Total Country, Bob FM. Get up.